Bernie grandmother Bonnie Franson says it's expensive care for children like her grandson, who was diagnosed with cytomegalovirus at birth.
They'll have hearing loss or total deafness, blindness, cerebral palsy, developmental delays, organ issues, just you name it. It affects them.
Franson says that Nicholas has numerous therapy sessions each week, including therapy for his behavioral needs. She says that Medicaid pays for those sessions, which would cost her family over $100,000 a year if they had to pick up the tab. Under a 2015 legislative directive, the Texas Health and Human Services Commission was asked to cut their overall Medicaid budget. One of the things that they proposed is decreasing the amount of money special needs therapists receive through a Medicaid reimbursement. Dennis Burrell is with the Coalition of Texans with Disabilities. He says the cuts would cause at least 7,500 therapists in Texas to lose their jobs that ultimately would result in 60,000 children losing access to medical care.
Therapies to these children at the early stage of life pay off in more success in school, more success in the workforce, in education, in the communities, and being taxpayers.
Flower Mound Republican Jane Nelson heads up the Senate Finance Committee. She's urging the state's Health and Human Services Commission to proceed with caution when deciding which programs should be cut.
I've urged the commission to proceed in a manner that doesn't disrupt services and ensures that we maintain access to care statewide. That is the most important thing there is to me.
Nelson reminded the head of the state's Health and Human Services Commission that Medicaid requires Texas to provide access to care for disabled patients. The Texas Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the state's Health and Human Services Agency from moving forward with cuts, most likely until the legislature reconvenes in January. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.